Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Charlene Holder, Project Officer in the Office of Institutional Planning and Infrastructural Services at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, October 6, 1951, readers of the Barbados Advocate were informed of initiatives to expand the Sewell Airport, one of two gateways to Barbados. At the time, this air gateway was undergoing expansion and improvements to accommodate growing air traffic and rising passenger demand. In one representative month, September, the airport logged 461 operational hours and 211 aircraft movements, with a total of 3,326 passengers having passed through the airport. The airline, BWIA, recorded the highest volume of these movements and passengers. Infrastructural developments, new equipment, and vibrant social activities were observed. For example, the Department of Highways and Transport kept the runway safe by repairing three soft spots. Construction began on a new building for the airport fire and crash tender. A pickup wagon was purchased. A tractor with a grass cutting attachment was added for maintenance of the runway's grass-sided areas. The hosting of lively gatherings where family watched aircraft, dined at the restaurant, and enjoyed events organized by the Barbados Flying Club. These activities depicted a busy and modernizing Sewell Airport, which continued to advance impressively in subsequent years. In 1976, Sewell was renamed Grantley Adams International Airport in honor of Barbados's first premier, Sir Grantley Adams, now national hero. Later, in 1979, the opening of a $28.5 million passenger terminal to handle the ever-rising traffic was momentous. The new complex featured maximum security safeguards, restaurants, banking services, a division of the National Post Office, a courtyard, shopping mall, English-style pub, and duty-free shops for departing travelers. Thereafter, a $130 million Canadian dollar expansion, completed in 2006, enlarged the terminal by more than half, added a bigger arrivals hall, new departure lounge, improved baggage claim, and upgraded retail and dining areas. This project also modernized key airport systems and runway facilities in alignment with international standards. From its early days as Sewell Airport to its present as Grantley Adams International, the airport's history reflects steady growth and development, keeping pace with international aviation standards. The airport, a winner of the Caribbean's Leading Airport Award, stands on par with international airports, reflecting Barbados's broader infrastructural and tourism progress.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.